This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report on Mind the Base. Something smells fishy to me. When George W. Bush's former strategist Karl Rove, as well as an author on Truthout, are both saying that the Democrats are wasting time and money in Georgia, I get suspicious. Rove's advice is to go big sky, spend your time and money in a statewide congressional race in Montana because, in his words, they vote for Democrats there. Meanwhile, despite a better than 48% showing in the first primary for the Democratic candidate Ossoff in Georgia, pundits are arguing this is just a hole where you pour your money and Democrats have no chance to win no matter how much they spend. What's the skinny here? Reading between the lines, sure, Georgia is an uphill fight. Democrats haven't won in 40 years since the time of Jimmy Carter. The Republican candidate is a former Georgia Secretary of State who hardly polled 20% in the first round. Rove and the traditional bettors are believing, with good cause, I'm sure, that at the end of the day, the losing Republican candidates will coalesce around her despite her record as a poor fundraiser and someone who has lost one race after another recently. On the other hand, the Democratic base, in reaction to the Trump presidency, sees every election as a plebiscite on Trump and his poor performance, and reportedly is demanding that all races be contested and that the party once again put on its big boy pants and contend nationally rather than just in the blues. If you're going to build a party, how can you ignore the base, win, lose, or draw? Isn't that a lesson that Hillary Clinton just taught us all in a way we should never forget? We have to always privilege the base. Furthermore, the notion of a money drain being advanced by Rove seems gratuitous and self-serving. Talking to a newly minted party activist several weeks ago, he described a growing coalition that was mobilized in Georgia, which has not been fighting in the list previously. He described the amalgamation as having 100 million Twitter followers from Hollywood to Silicon Valley and back to the East Coast. His argument was that this was new money. It was money being activated to respond to the challenge of the moment. Same activist would argue that the race in Montana is also important. He and some of his co-conspirators believed that the lightly populated western states from Alaska to Wyoming should be front and center on any plan to turn the country around. He stood up straight when he realized I was born in Wyoming and detailed a plan, a multi-year plan, to repopulate the state. He felt that if 20,000 or so people, young and more progressive, could be convinced to move to Wyoming, it would fall into the blue state column like Humpty Dumpty coming off the wall. Okay, maybe that seems a bit like taking people to live on Mars or the moon, but when the base has gone active and wants to fight, organizers need to run as fast as they can to catch up and feed the fire. New money and new support comes in, and as even Rove argues, no one has a clue in either party yet about what it might take to win in the midterms in 2018. These early scrimmages might just provide the battle plan for these contests, but only if we mind the base. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.